ஸ்வாமிஜலிஷப்தாசம்பிரதாயகர்த்திருப்போ பரமதிஷிபியோ நமோ குருபியஹ சதுரநடுஹோராமுதாத்தஹ சோ வெரி சிம்பிள் சூத்திரம் இதோத் சர்வநாமஸ்தானே லைக் தட் தெர் இஸ் அ சூத்ர சோ ஃப்ரம் தட் யூ வில் கெட் தி வேர்டு சர்வநாமஸ்தானே ஹியர் ஸோ ஆஸ் சர்வநாமஸ்தானா ஃபாலோஸ் சப்தமி மீன்ஸ் ஃபாலோஸ் சர்வநாமஸ்தானா மீன்ஸ் தி ஃபஸ்ட் ஃபைவ் ஸோ சுட் தி ஃபஸ்ட் ரைட் சுட் தி ஃபஸ்ட் ஃபைவ் ஆர் தி சர்வநாமஸ்தானா ஆஸ் தட் ஃபாலோஸ் these are the two pratipadikas chatur and anaduh we are not interested in chatur here chatur is rephanta haya varat after yakaranta and vakaranta are over then we will come to it we are now looking at anaduh that hakaranta therefore the anaduh anaduh means the bull which carries or which pulls a cart bullock cart it is called anaduh So this anadh is the pratipadika. When the sarvanamasthana is following, this pratipadika gets, for the anadh, you get aam agama. Aam is the agama. So in aam, m will go, halantyam. Only a remains. Where will it come? It won't come alantya. அலோந்திய பரிபாஷா ஒன்ட் அப்ளை மிதச்சோந்தியாத் பரஹா தெரி பரிபாஷா ஸோ மித் வெனவர் யூ ஹாவ் எ பிரச்சயா விச் இஸ் மித் மீன்ஸ் ஹேவிங் மக்காரா அஸ் இட் இட் கம்ஸ் அட் தி எண்ட் ஆஃப் தி லாஸ்ட் வோவல் அந்தியாத் அச்சஹா பரஹா மித் மிதச்சோந்தியாத் பரஹா மித் அச்சா அந்தியாத் மீன்ஸ் அந்தியாத் அச்சா பரஹா ஸோ மித் மித் வில் கம் பரஹா அட்ஜசன்ட் டு அந்தியாத் அச்சா இமீடியட்லி ஃபாலோயிங் ஆர் அட்ஜசன்ட் டு தி லாஸ்ட் மொமன் டிஃபோர் இன் அனடுஹ் சர்வநாமஸ்தான யூ டேக் பிரதமா ஏகவச்சனம் அனடுஹ் சிஸ் பிரதமா ஏகவச்சனம் நௌ ஆஸ் அ சு ஃபாலோஸ் immediately the amadeya amagama will come udatta it is udatta also that is a swaravaidika prakriya because in veda this anadvan comes again and again word anadvan that is what we are going to derive anadvan is the bull so ox it comes again and again மோடா நட்வா நாசு சக்தி புரந்திரியோஷா லைக் தட் அநட்வான் மோடா லெட் யுவர் புல்ஸ் கேரி தி லோட்ஸ் விச் தே ஆர் சப்போஸ் டு டூ தட் இஸ் தி பிளெஸிங் ஆசீர்வாதம் பிகாஸ் அக்ரிகல்ச்சரல் கம்யூனிட்டிஸ் நீட் த புல்ஸ் டு டூ ஆல் தி பீஸ்ட்லி ஒர்க் ஸோ புல்ஸ் ஷுட் பி ஹெல்தி தட் இஸ் தி பிளெஸிங் லெட் யுவர் ஹார்சஸ் பி ரன்னிங் லெட் யுவர் புல்ஸ் பி கேரிங் தி லோட்ஸ் தட் இஸ் தி பிளெஸிங் ஸோ திஸ் வே The word anadvan comes again and again. And that anadvan, that akara is udatta. If you look at the mantras, there you will find it is always udatta. Odha anadvan ashusapta purandhya. Udatta it is. I can see that. So he added that also udatta ha. But that is not the point here. Therefore this am agama will come. Ranaduh as s follows. So anaduh s. ஆ வில் கம் ஊ அனடுஹ் தட் ஊ இஸ் தி லாஸ்ட் வுமன் ஆ ஊ தி லாஸ்ட் வுமன் ஸோ அனடு ஆ ஹ்ஸ் தேர் வி ஸ்டாண்ட் ஓகே தட் இஸ் தி ஃபஸ்ட் சூக்கா சே சதுர நடு ஹோ ராமுதாத்த
அனயோ
ஆம்ஸ்யாத் 2 days to Pratipadikas. Sarvanamasthane pare.
Sarvanamasthane pare.
As the Sarvanamasthana follows.
As the Sarvanamasthana follows.
Aam Syat.
Aam Syat.
Amagama comes.
Amagama comes.
So now you will have Anadu A H S. You can do Iko Enachi. Anadvaha S. That is the Anadvaha. Immediately after doing Amagama, instead of having Anaduh, now you will have Anadvaha for the first 5. As Sarvanamasthana follows. So Anadvaha S, Anadvaha Au, Anadvaha Jas, Anadvaha Am, Anadvaha Au. Up to that, it will be like that. This situation will continue. Okay. Next, what happens? Savanaduhaha.
Savanaduhaha.
So, there is a sutra, Achi Nadyor Num. Like that, a sutra is there. From that sutra, Num comes here. So, Anaduhaha is Shashti Ekvachana. To Anaduha, to this Shabda Rupa, to this Pratipadika. Sau. Sau is a Saptama Ekvachanam for Su. It means Prathama Ekavachana Pratyaya, as it follows, Num will come, one more Agama, Numagama. In the Numagama, M is, it goes, Halantram, U also goes, U is only for Uchcharana purpose. Only N will remain, Numagama. So this Numagama, you know it already. For Aam, Numagama comes and it becomes a Naam.
Right? That's a Nudagama.
Nudagama, that is, not Numagama.
So, Num we did for Jnanam.
There Numagama. That is Nut. That is a. Num. Chalachaha. Num comes in the. Napumsakasya Jalachaha. That is the sutra. So there Num comes. So the Num, only Nu will come. Only Nu will remain. Again it is myth. Therefore you have to look for the last vowel in that unit and add this Nu there. So what we have now? Anadvaha S. Now Anadvaha, in that A is the last vowel. There goes this Nu. Anadvan H S. Halnyabhyo dirghat sutasya praktam hal, the su will disappear. Anadvan ha, sayogantasya lopaha, ha will disappear. Anadvan, that is the formula. Okay? This you may write. Just to cover the ground, which we already just now seen. Okay? You note down. Anaduh plus S iti sthite Chaturanaduho Ramudattaha. Iti amagame Amagame Anadu A Anadu A H S iti jate Yanadeshe Anadvah S iti bhavati. So up to that is one unit. You arrived at that basic structure Anadvah. The same thing will apply for the other 4 also. Anadvah S iti bhavati. Now we come to that particular sutra for Prathama Ekavachanam only. That sutra applies to Prathama Ekavachanam, not for anything else. Savanaduhaha. Savanaduhaha. ఇది నుమాగమే అనడ్వాన్ హ్స్ ఇతి స్థితే సకారలోపే సంయోగాంతలోపే చ అనడ్వాన్ ఇతి సిద్ధ్యతి. నౌ హా విల్ బి సంయోగాంత లోప, హా విల్ డిసపియర్ సంయోగాంతస్య లోప, సలోప ఇస్ సకార లోప. హల్యాభ్యో దీర్ఘాశ్రుతస్య ప్రత్యం హల్ ఇది సూత్రేణ సకార లోపే అనడ్వాన్ హ ఇది జాతే, అసంయోగాంతస్య లోప ఇది సూత్రేణ హకార లోపే అనడ్వాన్ ఇది భవతి. ఓకే, did you get it?
Yeah, and the mit makes that ah come in the before the last kal, is that right?
Mit is immediately following the last ach.
Ah, okay.
Vedachontyat paraha, last ach you should look at and put the mit there immediately follow. That is how, not before the last kal, after the last ach. Then there is a sutra, నలోప ప్రాతిపదికాంతస్య, ప్రాతిపదికాంతం యత్ పదం తదంతస్య నకారస్య లోపస్య. నౌ దిస్ అనడ్వాన్ ఆఫ్టర్ సకార లోప, యాజ్ సకార ఇస్ దేర్ ఇట్ ఇట్ అక్వైర్స్ ది క్వాలిటీస్ ఆఫ్ ఎ ప్రాతిపదిక, అండ్ యాజ్ సకార డిసపియర్స్ నౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ పద ఆల్సో. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ పద ఎండింగ్ విత్ ప్రాతిపదిక, ప్రాతిపదికాంతం యత్ పదం, ఇట్ సాటిస్ఫైస్ దట్ కండిషన్. So why not nakara lopa? It won't happen because what happens is sanyogantasya lopaha is 8 to 23, nalopa pradipadikantasya is 8 to 7. So purvatra siddham purvasmina shastre katvaya param shastra siddham syat సపాద సప్తాధ్యాయీం ప్రతి త్రిపాద్యామపి పూర్వం ప్రతి పరం శాస్త్రం సిద్ధం స్యాత్. దేర్ఫోర్ 8 to 7, ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు డూ 8 to 23 బికమ్స్ అసిద్ధ, ఇట్ డజంట్ ఇట్ విల్ గో అవే. దేర్ఫోర్ ఇట్ విల్ సిట్ యాజ్ అన్ అడ్వాన్ హ. ఓకే, దట్ సూత్ర విచ్ ఎలిమినేట్స్ హకార విల్ బికమ్ రిడండెంట్ when you try to do nalopa pratipadikantasya, you try to apply that. Therefore, that is how he has organized the sutras he has put here. Therefore, he has put nalopa pratipadikantasya earlier and sanyogantasya lopaha later in the tripadi. Thereby, when you want to do nalopa pratipadikantasya, if you have already done a sanyoganta lopa, that becomes a siddha. త్రిపాద్యామపి పూర్వం ప్రతి పరం శాస్త్రం అసిద్ధం స్యాత్. సో నలోప ప్రాతిపదికాంతస్య ఇది పూర్వ, సంయోగాంతస్య లోప ఇజ్ పర. యాజ్ యు వాంట్ టు అప్లై పూర్వ, పర బికమ్స్ అసిద్ధ. అసిద్ధ మానే మీన్స్ ఇట్ విల్ గో అవే, ఇట్ విల్ విత్డ్రా ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. దేర్ ఫార్ వెన్ యూ వాంట్ టు అప్లై నలోప, దిస్ ఇస్ ది వే యూ హెవ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ సూత్రం పూర్వత్ర అసిద్ధం. Then nalopa pratipadikantasya wants to go there, it will see her there. You got the point? It will see her. Why it will see her? Because as it wants to go there, the param shastra masiddham syat, the hakara lopa shastra, that is sanyogantasya lopa, that becomes redundant. And therefore, for this nalopa pratipadikantasya, her will appear. That is how they describe it. The who will, it will see her. When it sees her, it comes down. If it wants to go once again, again her appears to it. Therefore it comes back. Therefore, nalopa pratipadikantasya won't apply. All this I am not saying. Yes, the arrangement is so magnificent, that is what I wanted to say. Therefore, this Nalopa Pratipadikantasya, he pushed it into Tripadi. Sanyogantasya Lopaha, you study almost at the very beginning of Kaumudi. Whereas if you follow Ashtadhyayi method, you will see it only at the, in the Ashtamadhyaya. Till then, Sanyogantasya Lopaha, you won't get. So much so, if you follow Ashtadhyayi method, till you finish the Ashtadhyaya, you cannot form even a single form. Because you cannot do Sanyogantasya Lopaha. So Sanyoganta Lopa is a very fundamental thing, everywhere you come across it. So till that Ashtamadhyaya is complete, you cannot do anything about it. That's why Bhattoji Dikshita reorganized the sutras. Because his argument is, Panini's structure is not meant for forming a word in that order. The order is not aimed at forming the word. The order is aimed at application of the sutras in forming the word. Word formation is not the order of the sutras. Application of the sutras is determined by the order of the sutras, not the word formation. Therefore, now you decide whether you want to focus on the application of the sutras, then follow Ashtadhyayi. You want to focus on the words of the language, then follow a different order, create another order and follow it. So, this is there are two pakshas among Vayakaranas. Some are Lakshana Pradhana, some are Lakshya Pradhana. Lakshana Pradhana means for them, the Lakshana, Lakshana is the Vidhi, Sutra is the most important thing. What is this Sutra? What is its purport and how it has to be understood? That is their approach. For them, Ashtadhyayi becomes relevant. Whereas Lakshya Pradhana, for us, we love sutras, but we love the language better than the sutras. Sutras are supposed to serve the language. If that is the approach, then Bhattoji becomes relevant. And when we were studying Vyakaranam, the Subrahmanya Shastri Mahamahopadhyay, he told us that Lakshya Pradhana it must be. It is a revolutionary thinking. Because many orthodox Sanskrit scholars, they give more importance to Panini's Sutra than a usage. And when they see a usage which is not fitting into Panini's Sutras, they ridicule the usage. Kalidasa's usages were ridiculed like that. Kalidasa Triyambakam is there. So there Malinatha Suri says this usage is unfortunate. He says that. Usage is unfortunate. Why usage is unfortunate? Because it doesn't fit into Panini's Sutras. Now, you have to now think whether the Sutras should subserve the usage or the usage should be fixed into the sutras. So, Bhattoji's approach is, the sutras should subserve the usage. That is the approach, a revolutionary approach. Whereas Kashika method is, the usage is secondary. First sutras is the prime. Panini is told the sutras in this order. So we should study in this order. These are the two approaches. Each has its own glory. Eventually what happened, you know, Panini's method, Bhattoji's method became so popular that the Kashika method or the Sutra order method became less popular. Slowly it moved away. In universities, etc., you don't find it. You find only Bhattoji method. Vyakarana means Kaumudi. To that extent it became. Then came certain religious sects, because the study of Sanskrit is closely connected with religion. Only religious people study Sanskrit, so much so. To that extent, it is connected. Non-religious people don't study Sanskrit. They go and study English. Only religious people like us study Sanskrit. And certain religious sects, they have rejected Bhattoji. They have held to earlier sequence. Because of that religious identity, the earlier method is still lingering. Otherwise, it will go into time. That religious sect is Arya Samaj. Powerful sect. Because of them, still the old method is lingering. Otherwise, this is the new method. New means it came in 15th or 16th century. That kind of a new it is. Ananda Saraswati came in 18th century. Bhattoji was there in 16th century. Anyway, some story which I know, I told you. Savanaduhaha asyanum syat saupare asya to this anaduh saupare. When sau follows, when su follows, num syat, num comes. So, but then we don't have anaduh, we have anadvah. So, ekadesha vikruta mananyavati. You have to understand it that way. Okay? Because num, when you want to apply num, what do you have? You don't have anaduh. You have anadvah. But num sa vanaduhaha. For anaduh, he is saying num. Okay, chalo, anaduh is same as anadvah. Ekadesha vikruta mananyavati. On this, there is a lot of discussion. Here, I simply made it Ekadesha Vikrutam. Yeah, he has explained that not as Ekadesha Vinukruta Mananyavata, not that way. Bhattoji has explained it. You see, this Savanaduhaha, this sutra comes under the Adhikara of a sutra. It is an Adhikara sutra. The Adhikara sutra is Aat. That is the Adhikara. Aat. Aat means immediately following Akara. That is in Panchami Ekavachana. That is the Adhikara. Adhikara Sutra is defined as a sutra which has no specific purpose or meaning in its place, but it gains a meaning and purpose when it goes into other sutras below. That is the Adhikara Sutra. Suppose you say Aath, what is its meaning and what is its purpose? It is nothing. It goes into below. So, Savanaduhaha, for the Anaduha Shabda, when Su is following, Num comes, Aat, immediately after A. Okay? So in Anaduh, where is A? There is no A in Anaduh. So why Padini should say Aat without A? So you should look for some Anaduh which has gained this A. So first apply the earlier one, that Amagama. Then it became A. So in the Anaduh, you have an A now. A kind of slight modification. And then only Num will come. So Num is not for Anaduh as such. Num is for Akara within the Anaduh. That must be the last one. So like that you have to work it out. And make it adjacent to ah. That is the idea. Okay? Not ekadesha vikrutam ananyavata. Even that can be used as an explanation. But this is the explanation given in the Siddhanta Kaumudi by Bhattoji Dikshita. So Anadvan is settled, right? Next. So Anadvan is settled. Anadvan. Anadvaha au. Whenever Sarvanamasthana is there, you do Amagama. Anadvaha au. Anadvaha au. Numagama is only for Prathama Ekavachana. For all the five, Amagama. Anadvaha au. Anadvaha au. Anadvaha jas. Anadvaha ha. Sambodhana, we will wait. Then anadvaha am, anadvaham, anadvahav. In Sambodhana, there is a small difference. Sushta. Am sambuddhav.
Am sambuddhav.
This am sambuddhav is immediately below chaturanadu hora mudattaha. Just below that, you find this sutra. So for the two words, chaturanadu, when Sarvanamasthana is following, Am will come. But in the case of Sambuddhi following, Am will come, not Am. Okay? That is the apavada. Even Sambuddhi comes under Sarvanamasthana. But still, for Sambuddhi, Sambuddhi ekavachanam Sambuddhi. So for Sambuddhi, you don't make Am, you make Am. Therefore, it becomes a he anadvaha, not he anadvaha. Okay? And the rest will be the same. So, rest means what? Savanaduhaha. Now you do numagama. So, he anadvan, he anadvaha sa. Now do numagama. He anadvan ha sa. Halnyabhyo dirghat do sakaralopa. Yeah, because hull is there, you know.
Yes.
Ahakara is there. And then you do sayogantalopa. So now you will have he anadvan. Okay? Am sambuddhau.
Am sambuddhau.
Chaturanaduho.
Chaturanaduho.
Am syat.
Am syat.
Sambuddhau.
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 As the Sambodhana Prathama Ekavachanam follows.
As Sambodhana Prathama Ekavachanam follows.
Chaturanaduho.
Chaturanaduho.
To chatur and to anaduh.
Chatur and anadvan.
Am syat.
Am syat.
Amagama comes.
Amagama comes.
He anadvan.
He anadvan.
Okay. The rest is all simple, you know. The, I need not explain. He anadvaha sa. So mitachon jat paraha. Therefore, he anadvaha sa. And so do numagama. He anadvan. Then you do sakaralopa and the sayogantalopa, you will get he anadvan. Like anadvan only. Instead of amagama, you do amag. Over. Then, you see, come to shas. It is not sarvanamasthana. So anadh as. Now, the amagama won't come. Because shas is not sarvanamasthana. Anaduhaha. Anaduha a anaduha. Now anaduha bhyam. This anaduha becomes a pada. Pada samajna is there for that. Okay? Now when it gains the pada samajna, one more sutra is coming to picture. We'll say that sutra. Vasusram sudvam su. Anaduham daha.
Anaduham daha.
So he is talking of four things. One is vasu, second is sramsu, third is dvamsu. Who is there when you break it? Fourth is anadh. For all these four, da will come. So da will, where will it come? Sayoganta. it, in the place of ha, da will come. But what are the conditions? It must be padanta. Padanta must be there. Because padasya is adhikara, and so padanta will come into the picture. Then vasu is a pratyayam. Sramsu, dvamsu are words. When it is pratyaya, you have to take pratyayanta. How? What is the sutra? Pratyaya grahane tadanta grahyaha. That is the paribhasha. Vartikam. So when you have pratyaya, you have to take pratyayanta, not pratyaya itself. Therefore, vasu anta. Where with this vasu? In vasu, who is a God? Who is the marker? Anunasika it is. Who? Vasu, like that. So, who goes? Unless it is anunasika, you cannot remove it. Must be anunasika. Upadeshe janunasika itu. So, vas will remain. This vas is a pratyaya. So, with jnane, with his knowing, with jnane, the one who knows, so vas will come, vidvas shabda it is. And for vidvas shabda, you will have vidvan, that numagama will come for some reason, we will do it later. When we come to sakaranta shabdas, it will be there. So, this vasvanta, it must be, the word must be vasvanta, having vas at the end, not van. Van is a further modification of vas. So, further modification of vas you should not take. It must be vasvanta. Means what? If vas gains a numagama, and then get upadhavruddhi, and then becomes vanas, and then su you remove by sanyogantalopa, then you make it van, still it is vas. Vas modified to van. But it is not vas in its original form. Therefore, he wants the vas should be in the original form. Then only da will come. Otherwise, you will have to get da for vidvan also. So, no. It must be, vas must be in the original form. How to say that? Sakaranta vasu. Okay? Therefore, he will say, sakaranta vasvanta it must be. Whereas vidvan is vasvanta, but not sakaranta vasvanta. That's why you won't get vidvan, vidvamsa, vidvamsaha. You won't get there. Vidusha, vidvad, vyam, there da is coming. Vidvas became vidvad. Yeah. That is the vasvanta story. We will see that.
So basically, what, the ekadesh vikrunta manine won't apply
there. Here, because he clearly said as vasu, we take it as sakaranta vasu only. Ekadesha vikruta mananyavatu applies to anga.
Okay. Not to
pratyaya. Pratyaya is a small thing. So it doesn't apply there. Okay. It applies to Anga only. Then Sramsu, Dvamsu, we will come to that. For Sramsu and Dvamsu, you won't get Da. Though they attract Da for some reason, so where they attract, etc., we will see. Then Anadha. If it is Padanta, then Da will come. It is sutra, okay? Must be padanta. If it is not padanta, it won't come. We will see that. Santavasvantasya. Sramsadeshya. Dasyat. Padante.
Santavasvantasya.
The pratipadika. Ending in vas.
Ending in vas.
With the sa remaining intact. That is santavasvantasya. Sramsadeshcha.
Sramsadeshcha.
For sramsu.
Parsamsu.
Dvamsu.
Dvamsu.
And anaduh.
And anaduh.
Padante.
Padante.
At the end of the pada.
At the end of the pada.
Dasya.
Dasya.
Nakara will come. So anaduh bhyam. Anadud bhyam. Ha will become. Sanyoga, this alonche parivasha is there always. So hakara will be replaced by dakara. Anaduddhyam.
So is this a apvada for Buddha?
Apvada for Kotha, yeah. Obviously it is apvada for Kotha, yeah. You see, Kothaha is a very general
Anadu.
Whereas only for Anadu this is Dakara. Anadubhyam ityadi.
Anadubhyam ityadi.
So Anadubhyam Anadubhihi. Anaduhe Anadubhyam Anadubhya. Same thing. Anaduham Anaduhe Anaduhoho. Anaduh su. Then when you have Anaduh su, how will that work? So Anadud su. That will come.
Yeah.
Anakharicha. Anadud su you will get. Okay, that is the shabda. Sante tikim.
Sante tikim.
Vidvan.
Vidvan.
So why do you say santa vasvanta? Means if it is vasvanta, but not santa vasvanta, then that should not come. That is the purpose of saying santa vasvanta. Always the purpose is established by the counter example. Counter example fixes the purpose. Therefore, by saying santa vasvanta, we could stall the dakara in the context of Vidvan, because that one is Vasu, but not Santa Vasu. Okay? Padante tikim.
Padante tikim.
Srastam.
Srastam.
Vastam.
Vastam.
You see, Srasu is there. It is Sramsu. In Sramsu, there is a pratyaya. Kta is the pratyaya. Kta kta vatu nishtha. In that kta, ka will go. Ajyantau takitau. For that reason he put ka there. It comes as an antadesha. Takitau. So, sramsu is there. Sramsu kta. This kta will come at the end. Sramsu ta. Okay? Sramsu ta. Then that makara will disappear. For some reason it will disappear. Srasu ta. Srasta. So the Pratipadika becomes Srasta. In this case, Srasa is not Padanta. It becomes Padanta when the Pratyaya comes Srasta and then Sup comes. The Ta is Krut Pratyaya. Within Krut, Krutya it is. Again, within Krut, Krutya Pratyaya is there. Within that, this Krut Pratyaya. Therefore, when you add ta, it becomes pratipadika, and then sup will come. That is padanta, not a sras. Sras is not padanta. And therefore, s will not get dakara. Okay? It still remains as sound. Therefore, you have the word srastam. Otherwise, da comes means you won't have it. Dvastam. Dhatu is dvamsa. Dvams means to get destroyed. Dvastam, that which one was destroyed. There ma is gone. Makara disappears. And then dvas it becomes, but it won't get da. Because it is not pada. Okay? Padante tikim.
Padante tikim.
Srastam, dvastam.
Srastam, dvastam.
So, srasta and dvasta. There padanta tvabhavat dakarasya abhavaha. But where it will come for srams and dvams, we will come to that. See, they become samadhar shabdas, you know. They become sakaranta shabdas or whatever. So if they come under hakaranta shabda, we will see them. Yeah, they come under sakaranta shabdas. So at that time we will use those things. But for the present, another. Okay? Now the shabda is complete. We will say this now. Hakarantah pumlingaha.
Hakarantah pumlingaha.
Anaduh shabdaha.
Anaduh shabdaha.
The bullock. the bull.
The bull.
Yeah. Anadvan, anadvahau, anadvahaha.
Anadvan, anadvahau, anadvahaha.
He anadvan, he anadvahau, he anadvahaha.
He anadvan, he anadvahau, he anadvahaha.
Anadvaham, anadvahau, anaduhaha.
Anadvaham, anadvahau,
anaduhaha.
Anaduha,
anadudbhyam, anadudbhihi.
Anaduha, anadudbhyam,
anadudbhihi. Anaduhe,
anadudbhyam, anadudbhyaha.
Anaduha, anadudbhyam, anadudbhyaha.
Anaduha, anadudbhyam, anadudbhyaha.
Anaduha,
anaduhi,
anaduhoho, anadutsu.
Anaduhi, anaduhoho, anadutsu.
Okay. That is all. Okay. So saras, dhvams, they come under sakaranta shabdas. We'll see them later. Here he gave it, but still we'll see them later. Then comes another shabda. It is a turasaha shabda. Hakaranta shabda, you know, turasaha. So it is a hakaranta shabda. You see, turam sahayati iti turasaha. Turam is vega. Sahayati means it overwhelms parabhava. So here is a horse which overwhelms everything else by its speed. So in that sense, turasaha. Okay, very important word it is. Turasaha means, is it Indra?
Yes.
Indra, yeah. So, Indra is considered very powerful in Rig Veda. Indra is described as Turasaha, the Vedic Indra, not Purana Indra. In Purana, you don't even hear the word Turasaha. So, in Vedas Indra, Rig Veda Indra, this Rigveda Indra is a very powerful deity. Indra means Ishvara. That is the meaning of Indra. That's why in Aitreya Upanishad and all that you come across Indraha. Indra upavrajyo vacha. Indra came near and told. There Vidyaranya Swami writes, Indraha Parameshwaraha upavrajya samipa magatya vacha. Like that he says. Vidyaranya Swami. Indra is Parameshwara. Anyway, so that Indra is very powerful. Anything that is powerful, he overwhelms it. That is how the Devata is described. So that is the word Turasaha. Okay? Now we have to make a shabda out of it. Turasaha. Hakaranta pumlingaha. Turasaha shabdaha. Indra is the meaning. How are you going to do it? That is the point. Okay? Next sutra. Sahe sadasaha.
Sahe sadasaha.
You see, sahe means shashti for sahi. Sahi is the nirdesha for the dhatu sah. The nirdesha is of two kinds. Ik shtip. Ik shtipa dhatu nirdeshaha. Okay? That is how the dhatu is pointed out. Suppose you want to point out bhu dhatu. So we say bhavatihi. Bhu plus ti is the pracheya added just to name the dhatu. Okay? So it undergoes a few changes and ultimately you end up with the word bhavatihi. Bhavatihi means the dhatu called bhu. That is the verb bhavatihi. Okay? Ikshti. తిపౌ ధాతు నిర్దేశే దట్ ఇది సూత్రం. సో ఇక్ ఈజ్ అనదర్ వే ఆఫ్ డూయింగ్ ధాతు నిర్దేశ. ఇక్కి ఓన్లీ ఈ రిమైన్స్ కిత్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అంత సహ ఇస్ ది ధాతు. నౌ యూ హ్యావ్ టు సే ది ధాతు సహ. హౌ యూ ఆర్ యూ గోయింగ్ టు సే ఇట్ బికమ్స్ ఎ నౌన్. ది ధాతు సహ బికమ్స్ నౌన్. సహ ఈజ్ వెర్బ్ బట్ ది వెర్బ్ కాల్డ్ సహ ఇజ్ ఇట్ నౌన్ ఆర్ వెర్బ్? ఇట్ ఈస్ నౌన్. సో ధాతు నిర్దేశ టు పాయింట్ అవుట్ ఎ ధాతు. సో ఇట్ నౌ ఇట్ గెట్స్ ఈ ఇక్ సహి. సో సహి మీన్స్ ది ధాతు కాల్డ్ సహ. సహే
హరివత
హరివత్. సో టు ది ధాతు కాల్డ్ సహ. సహే సాడహ. దిస్ సహ ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ సాడ్. హౌ హోఢ సఢ్ జలాంజిషోంతే సడ్ ఉపధావృద్ధి సాడ్. సో తురాసాహ ఇన్ తురాసాహ ఇట్ ఈస్ సహ ఓన్లీ. సహ బికేమ్ సాడ్ సాహ అండ్ ఈవెన్చువల్లీ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ సాడ్. దేర్ఫోర్ వెన్ ఎవర్ దేర్ ఈజ్ ఎ సహ ధాతు అండర్గోయింగ్ ఎ చేంజ్ ఇన్ టు ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ సాడ్ దట్ ఈస్ ది సహే సాడహ. ఫర్ దట్ సహ సహ షష్ఠి ఏకవచనం షష్ఠి ఏకవచనం. ఫర్ దట్ శబ్ద దట్ సా టు దట్ సకార. ఓకే ఇట్ ఈస్ సహ ఇట్ బికేమ్ సాడ్ నౌ. ఓకే దిస్ ఇన్ దిస్ సాడ్ సకార ఇస్ దేర్ టు దట్ సకార. ఓకే వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపన్ టు దట్ సకార? నౌ యూ హ్యావ్ ది ది అధికార సూత్ర. అధికార సూత్ర ఇస్ అపదాంతస్య మూర్ధన్య దట్ ఇస్ ది అధికార సూత్ర. ఐ టోల్డ్ యూ ఎర్లియర్ ఆదేశ ప్రత్యయో దట్ కమ్స్ అండర్ ది అధికార సూత్ర ఇన్ కో అపదాంతస్య మూర్ధన్య. సో మూర్ధన్యాదేశ విల్ కమ్ టు వాట్ అపదాంతస్య టు దట్ సిలబుల్ విచ్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఎట్ ది ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ పద. వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ సిలబుల్? యూ వోంట్ నో ఇట్ ఎట్ దట్ అధికార సూత్ర. అధికార సూత్ర ఇస్ ఓన్లీ దట్ మచ్ అపదాంతస్య మూర్ధన్య. దట్ అధికార సూత్ర గోస్ ఇన్ టు అదర్ సూత్రాస్ అండ్ బికమ్స్ మీనింగ్ఫుల్. సో సాడహ సహే అపదాంతస్య సకారస్య మూర్ధన్యాదేశస్య. ఓకే సో యూ హ్యావ్ టు హ్యావ్ ది సహ ధాతు కన్వర్టెడ్ ఇన్ టు ది నౌన్ ఫామ్ అండ్ దెన్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ నౌ అక్వైర్డ్ ది షేప్ ఆఫ్ సాడ్. ఇన్ దట్ సాడ్ సకార ఇస్ దేర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ పదాంత. వేర్ ఈస్ పదాంత? పదాంత కమ్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ సాడ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ సమ్వేర్ ఇన్ ది మిడిల్ ఆఫ్ ది పద. దేర్ఫోర్ ఇట్ అక్వైర్స్ మూర్ధన్యాదేశ. సో ఇట్ బికమ్స్ షాడ్. తురాసాడ్ బికమ్స్ తురాషాడ్. ఓకే దిస్ హ్యాపన్స్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ సహ అక్వైర్స్ ది షేప్ ఆఫ్ సాడ్. వెన్ సహ రిమైన్స్ అస్ సహ ఆర్ ఇట్ రిమైన్స్ అస్ సాహ హా రిమైన్స్ అస్ హ ఇట్ వోంట్ కమ్.
But this all would only apply to Saha, after it becomes Saad.
Yeah.
There would be no other dhatu that this could apply.
Yeah. Saad Rupasya.
Saad Rupasya.
Sahesasya.
Sahesasya.
Murdhanyadeshasya.
Murdhanyadeshasya.
Saad Rupasya.
Saad Rupasya.
సహే
సహే
టు ది సహ ధాతు విచ్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ సాడ్ ఇన్ ఎ గివెన్ ప్రాతిపదిక సస్య టు దట్ సకార మూర్ధన్యాదేశ స్యాత్ మూర్ధన్యాదేశ విల్కమ్
మూర్ధన్యాదేశ విల్కమ్.
విశేష ఇస్ మూర్ధన్య స ఇస్ ఫార్వర్డ్ దంత్య. From Dantya to Murdhanya you will go here. Dhatvadesha Saha. From Murdhanya you come to Dantya.
So all these are modifications happen. By the time you say Tura, the Sa becomes a Sha, Tura Sha, like that you will say. Yeah. Okay. Now, you see, the Shabda is Tura Saha. Okay? Tura Saha. Put S, Tura Saha S. Do sakaralopa halnyabhyode ghat sutisya praktam hal turasaha hod ha ha padantatvam kamsa. You need padante jhevi. Either this or that. So padantatva has come. So turasad jalanjishonte turasad. Now it is ahe sadasaha turasad pavasane turasad. Okay? Will you write it? Just write this. Purasaha S it is thite. Salope Dhatve Jeshtve Cha. Dhatve Jeshtve Cha. Dhatvam is Vodhaha. Jashtve cha turasad iti jate sahe sadasaha iti murdhanya deshe Turashad iti bhavati. Vavasane iti vikalpena. Turashat iti bhavati. Okay? Now you have au. Turasaha au. Now au is not jhal and au is not padanta also. Turasaha is not padanta. Therefore, hodhaha won't apply. Turasaha. And there is no sad. Sahe sadasaha. Must be sada. Sad. There is no sad. Therefore, the Murdhanyadesha won't come. Turasahau, Turasahaha, He Turashat. There again, Turasaham, Turasahau, Turasahaha, Turasaha. There no Murdhanyadesha. Then Turasaha Bhyam, Jal has come. And when the Jal is there, or even Padantatva, Padantatva. So, Turasad it becomes. Once you have sad, then it remains a sad only. It won't get a takara or any such thing. But sa becomes a murdhanyadisha. Because it is sahe sadasaha. Therefore, you will have Turasad bhyam. Then like that it goes. Then come to su. Turasaha su. So, again, hodhaha. Turasad su. Jalanjashonte, Turasadasu, Dasidhutu, and Kharicha, 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 Vanduvimi, Tosura, Tura, and then Sahesadasaha applies. Sa becomes a Sha, Turasatsu, Turasatsu. This is how it works. Okay? You say now. Hakarantapumlingaha Turasaha Shabdaha Indra Turashad Turashat
Turashad Turashat
Turasahu Turasahaha
Turasahu Turasahaha
He Turashad He Turashat
He Turashad He Turashat
He హేతురాసాహౌ హేతురాసాహః
హేతురాసాహౌ హేతురాసాహః
తురాసాహం తురాసాహౌ తురాసాహః
తురాసాహం తురాసాహౌ
తురాసాహః
తురాసాహః
తురాసాహౌ బికాజ్ తురాసాహ
హకారాంత శబ్దాః హకారాంత శబ్దాః